Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning. It is 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Ted Woodward. Steve McIntosh has the day off. It is Friday, February 7th, first Friday of the month. And we'll be talking about a briefing on the deadly plane crash from last week.
Police investigate animal cruelty case in East Wichita. I'm Dan O'Neill.
And our full weather forecast is on the way as well. Currently in Wichita, we have cloudy sky. It's 37 degrees here on this Friday morning, the 7th. Lawmakers got a briefing from the National Transportation Safety Board yesterday about what they know so far about the collision between a Wichita to D.C. jet and an Army helicopter over the Potomac River last week.
There's been some progress in the investigation of the crash between an American Airlines regional jet and a Black Hawk helicopter. NTSB Chair Jennifer Homendy says they've gotten preliminary information from the cockpit voice recorder.
Given what we've heard or not heard on the CVR, that they were wearing night vision goggles.
Some aviators say those goggles may have blinded the helicopter's pilots since they would magnify the urban lighting surrounding Reagan National Airport. 67 people were killed when the jet and the helicopter slammed into each other last week. In Washington, Jill Nato, Fox News.
Police investigate an animal cruelty case in East Wichita.
The animal was apparently skinned and placed inside of a dumpster in East Wichita over the weekend. It happened last Sunday near 21st and Rock Road in the 7500 block of East Rock Hill. Investigators are working with the Kansas Humane Society to determine the species and cause of death. Anyone with information is asked to contact police or Crime Stoppers anonymously at 316-267-2111. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
USAID workers are being fired by the Trump administration. This report from the nation's capital.
The workforce is being slashed by nearly 10,000 workers, leaving fewer than 300. Secretary of State Marco Rubio.
I had preferred not to do it this way. When we tried to do it from the top down by getting cooperation from the central office of USAID, what we found instead are people trying to use the system to sneak through payments and push through payments.
Now, unions are suing the Trump administration over the cuts. The American Foreign Service Association and American Federation of Government Employees says these actions have generated a global humanitarian crisis. By abruptly halting the crucial work of USAID, employees, grantees, and contractors, they have cost thousands of American jobs, and they have imperiled U.S. national security interests.
That's Fox's Lucas Tomlinson with that report. Coming up in 2.5 weeks, Wichitans are going to vote on a proposed $450 million bond issue to upgrade USD 259 schools. Superintendent Kelly Bielefeld tells KNSS News, the current property tax bond rate is 7.5 mils. What does that mean to a person's tax bill?
If you have a $200,000 house, that's about $14 or so a month that you're paying currently for the bond rate for the district. We would just like to extend that. So that won't go up. We're already paying it. It would just be extended out another 20 years.
Though the mill levy would remain the same, increased valuation could drive your tax bill up. Kelly Bielefeld is our guest this weekend on Issues 2025. It's Sunday morning at 8 o'clock on KNSS. Plans are underway again to create a bypass connecting Highway K-96 with Kellogg near Goddard. City officials are asking the Kansas Department of Transportation to conduct a new major investment study with updated costs and timelines for the project. Sedgwick County Public Works Director Lynn Packer says they began working to buy land for the project way back in the 1990s.
This wasn't something that was going to be right around the corner. That's when eminent for us. That's when eminent domain comes in. We need to move forward. It's soon. We need to get this process done. We knew this was a long-range project.
There is no set timeline for any groundbreaking yet on this projected project. The man charged in the targeted shooting death of a healthcare CEO in New York City late last year has a new lawyer who is experienced in death penalty cases.
Luigi Mangione's team of defense lawyers now includes Avram Moskowitz, who is experienced in arguing capital cases where the death penalty may be on the table. Mangione is charged federally with using a firearm to commit murder, which is punishable by death or life in prison. Defense attorney Mark Agnifilo says he's happy to have Moskowitz on board, saying that Mangione needs every resource to fight the charges against him, and federal prosecutors claim that the shooting death of United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson was premeditated. In New York City, Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Oh, well, maybe I shouldn't be napping on the job. We'll have that story coming up.
And or maybe you should.
Why is the mayor of Philadelphia concerned? And, of course, our full weather forecast is on the way. KNSS News Time, 8:05. It's 8:08 with Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS. Well, perhaps your boss shouldn't be too angry if you get caught napping on the job.
People who make a habit of sleeping on the job comprise a secret society of sorts within the U.S. workforce. Committed nap takers often sneak in short rest breaks because they think the practice will improve their cognitive performance, but it still carries a stigma. So they snooze in parking garages, on side streets before the afternoon school run, or in nap pods rented by the hour. Multiple studies have extolled the benefits of napping, such as enhanced memory and focus. Sleep experts say a short nap of up to 30 minutes is best to rejuvenate without disrupting nighttime sleep. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
The mayor of Philadelphia is begging Eagles football fans to act civilized if they beat the Chiefs in the Super Bowl on Sunday.
Sherelle Parker urging fans to celebrate in a civilized manner if the Eagles win Sunday's title game. Parker unveiling plans Thursday night and how the city plans to shore up security and contain any wild celebrations that might happen. She's urging people not to climb on anything. Ahead of the big game, cops have already put up barriers on sidewalks and streets, and local businesses have boarded up their windows. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
It's 8:10 with Steve and Ted in the morning here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
And now the traffic volumes are starting to thin out just a little bit. A little less traffic on the roadways right now, but we do have a stalled out vehicle now. You want to watch out for this. Westbound Kellogg right around Woodlawn. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
And we take a look at our weather forecast here on the first Friday of the month of February. Looking for a high today of 45 degrees on a cloudy day. Overnight low tonight down to 35. Might see some patchy fog overnight into tomorrow morning. But becoming mostly sunny on Saturday, a high of 46 degrees, just about normal. Cooler on Sunday, partly sunny, a high of 38 on Sunday. We will have temperatures getting into the mid-20s on Saturday night and Sunday night. Currently in Wichita, we have a cloudy sky, a breeze out of the east. It is 37 degrees here on this Friday morning. We're on our way to a high of 45 today, first Friday of the month. Right here at Wichita's Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. 8:11 with Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. As we're just a short amount of time away from checking in live in New Orleans with the play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs, Mitch Holtis, before Super Bowl Sunday. Looking forward to that coming up very shortly. You know, last year's Super Bowl had just about everything. Trick plays, clutch performances, a lot of high drama. The Chiefs won in overtime. There was only one thing missing last year. What was it? There were no kickoff returns. All 13 kickoff returns last year were touchbacks.
Oh, okay.
First Super Bowl ever without a kickoff return. And that pretty much did it for the NFL. They said, oh, we got to change something.
Yeah, we got to have at least one return.
So that's why we had the new kickoff rules this year. the new kickoff rule did lead to a reduction in the injuries, and it did lead to an increase in returns. And so this is the first time the new kickoff rule will be played in a Super Bowl. So they call it the dynamic kickoff, trying to limit high-speed collisions and incentivize returns. After the last year, the rate of kickoff returns was an all-time low. 22%. So that's what they've tried to tinker with it this year, and some people think it's weird. Some people like it.
Well, what do you think of it, Ted?
I don't know. I don't have an opinion, I guess.
Really? Not at all. It's just fine.
I don't think it's. I mean, I like them trying to make a change to kind of goose it up a little bit.
Yeah, it seems to me. I know the numbers are up on returns, but it almost doesn't seem like it.
Yeah, I know. Every game I see, it's like the same old thing.
Yeah, you just kick it out in the end zone, and there.
So I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right, it's 8:13 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. I thought I had. Yeah, American importers stockpiling Italian bubbly Prosecco.
Okay.
They're trying to hedge against the possible impact of tariffs.
Oh.
According to the wine industry, U.S. imports of Italian sparkling wine, 90% of that is Prosecco, imports skyrocketed more than 40% in November after Trump was elected president, far exceeding consumer demand. Apparently, importers are filling the pipeline for future sales. Get that Prosecco over here before the tariffs get put into place. The sparkling Italian wine, Prosecco, getting it over here quickly. It is 8:14 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And, of course, as we do every Friday morning, we've been doing it all the way since Labor Day, we check in live with the play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs, Mitch Holthus, as the Chiefs and the Philadelphia Eagles are in New Orleans. Ready for a huge matchup for Super Bowl 59 in the Superdome on Sunday. At this time, we bring in the play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs, Mitch Holthus, as we say, good morning, Mitch.
Good morning, Theodore. Yes, good morning from the Crescent City, the Big Easy, and the site of Super Bowl 59. And not only since Labor Day, but back to July 29th when we started our training camp reports. This has been a long march, my friend, on the heels of a long march. The Chiefs the last 2 years have had the shortest off seasons in NFL history, and they keep right on churning. And here we are now, in the words of the great sage of our time, Lady Gaga, on the edge of glory.
Yeah, and it's
Steve's favorite artist. You know, he travels
right,
around.
And we've talked about it many times before. This is just such a golden age. And just to appreciate every second of this entire process.
Yankees of the 1950s, Packers of the 60s, early 60s, you Cowboys of the 90s, kind of 70s, Steelers of the 70s, Raiders, Niners of the 80s, that's where we're at. It's us and this team. And more postseason wins in a seven-year span than any team in NFL history. And yet no team has ever done what the Chiefs are going to try to do on Sunday night. And it's just when you back up and just take a breath and think, man, it's right here and it's us. It's amazing. You say a prayer of thanks, but you also realize just what we're living right now, whether you live in Wichita, Kingman, Arlington, Kansas, or Smith Center.
Can you give us a characterization of how the week has been since we spoke to you last Friday? How have things gone with the transition into New Orleans and just 2 days away?
Well, personally, this is only my 39th show that I've done, and the BBC is trying to track me down that would make it an even 40. So if that gives you – I have MHS right now, which is mushy head syndrome.
Yeah.
When you spend time at the media center, a.k.a. Radio Row, it'll make your head mushy, particularly when you're ready to go down and fight everybody that's there about this stupid false narrative about officiating. But it has been a really good transition. New Orleans is different than the other experiences that we have had. Now, throw out Tampa and the COVID year, Super Bowl 55. That's just an outlier. That didn't even feel like a Super Bowl. But the other ones, kind of spacious, room to kind of spread out. And the positives of New Orleans is the proximity of everything, whether it's the practice facility at Tulane or Superdome, where fans are going to walk to the game, about a mile walk, but they want them to walk because it's so congested. And then hotel, it's a mile and a half walk to Radio Row from our hotel. The other side of this, though, is the amenities. Now, the food's awesome, as you know, but the amenities, not so much. Like, this is not the same. And security is at an all-time high. Every block, I'm not kidding you, we are actually one block away, Ted, sadly enough, we are one block away from Canal and Bourbon's intersection where the Sugar Bowl tragedy happened. And it's just awful. But every block, there are National Guardsmen or police from all over the nation that have come here to help New Orleans with M4s. We have an armored car parked outside our hotel.
Ooh.
Okay? Yeah. So let's just leave it at that. So it's kind of a plus minus that this is a historic city, a great food, but otherwise the amenities are different than Scottsdale or Las Vegas or Miami.
These teams have found their fates intertwined in the Super Bowl 2 years ago, and there's a lot of connections between these two franchises as once again they shoot for the top prize on Sunday.
The biggest is Andy Reid is the winningest coach for both these franchises. Yeah. The only coach to do that. And 100 wins with each franchise, 130 with them, 143 with us, 10 playoff wins with them, 19 or 18 with us. But there's more than that. Like the infrastructure, most of the Andiness that he brought was Eagle refugees, including Brett Veach, Steve Spagnuolo, Matt Nagy. But there's others. Matt Nagy was head coach of the Chicago Bears. His defensive coordinator was Vic Fangio, who's now the defensive coordinator of the Philadelphia Eagles. So, yes, this is you might as well have a city league game, and it's East High taking on Northwest. I mean, that's kind of what we got here, where most of the players on the floor are related. So, yeah, that does bring a lot of intrigue to this game.
And with getting there 3 years in a row and more even beyond that for a few years, the infrastructure for preparing for a Super Bowl, I'm sure, is nicely in place for the Chiefs franchise.
Yeah, Andy brought that to us when we went all the way back in 2019. He had gone with the Eagles, and so he knew how to lay of the land. And the Eagles were here just 2 years ago, so they know. But this thing can sweep you away. I can't even accurately describe how crazy it is during Super Bowl week. It's really the Olympic Games. I told you guys that last week. But you have to be grounded and structured, and you have to be careful, especially in this city. The guys have had dinner on their own. This is Friday. They had dinner on their own Wednesday and Thursday nights. Well, man, you got to be careful where you go. But this Chiefs team, it has set it apart, Ted, and I've said it over and over, that it's the most mentally and emotionally mature team I've ever been around. The younger guys, the class of 22, undefeated in the playoffs, they're just mature. They handle it. They're going to have a good time, but they're not going to be stupid. And so, and they lead, and they're tough, and that's the reason we're in this game. And people don't want to talk about it nationally. They want to talk about refs. And so there's just a lot of storylines here. Let me give you another storyline no one's really talking about, and I think it could give the Chiefs the edge in this game. Otherwise, it looks like even Steven game. DeAndre Hopkins is getting a chance to do something he never thought he would do. 12 years, hadn't even won a divisional playoff game. You saw his post, or if you haven't, try to find him. He's been very reflective this week. And this is a dream come true, but he has told the team, you guys allowed me to have this dream. The rest of our guys have said, we wouldn't be in this game without you. It's this two-way conduit that DeAndre Hopkins would do anything to win this game. Mm-hmm. Same with Kareem Hunt. Dismissed in 2018. Didn't think he'd get this chance. He watched his buddies, his classmates of the class of 2017, including Pat Mahomes, win three Super Bowl rings. He wasn't a part of any of it. Now he has this chance. He talked to the team yesterday. D-Hop talked to the team the day before. I talked to both of them. I got to walk out with the team on the opening ceremonies Monday night. And I talked to both of them one-on-one and said, I'm so excited you get this chance. But they both looked at me and said, you guys have all embraced us. You've all given us this opportunity. We're going to do everything we can to win this game. And to me, that is an edge, because for those two veterans who have a chance, they're going to touch the ball a lot. It could just push the Chiefs over the limit and get this win, because there is a real strength to that. It's going both ways, from our guys to them and from them to our guys.
And the other big story, have you seen anybody rich and famous in your days in New Orleans yet?
Oh, man, where do we start? I mean, Radio Row, people just pop up. Excuse me. God, where do I start? I don't know. As far as actors and actresses, and that'll be kind of today and tomorrow, they'll come in. Okay. But, I mean, sports figures, you know, you're like Willie Mays, like, I thought you passed. Like, no, I'm here. Like, wow, okay, cool. Like, so they just pop up out of nowhere. I mean, this game attracts everybody. So, yeah, the rich and famous are coming in. Now, the president, does he count? Because he's coming in. So the security, which is at an all-time high, will go up to, like, Mach 10
right.
when he rolls into town. But, I mean, it's yeah, it's pretty crazy.
Super Bowl 59, the Chiefs and the Eagles in the Superdome in New Orleans, Sunday, 5:30 p.m. kickoff, of course. And we've got Chiefs pregame and postgame coverage for you right here on your Wichita radio, the home of the Chiefs on Sunday on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. For the final time this season, we must ask Mitch Holthus, how does this matchup in the Super Bowl between the Chiefs and the Eagles somehow relate to Wichita State Shocker football as part of our Eddie Plapa Kansas City Chiefs New Orleans style Tulane Stadium, not there anymore, update.
And I love the recorded Steve Howes. Those are so great. Because now people, I go to Wichita and visit family, they're going, how? How? Like, okay. So here we are. This one is take your Steve's not there, and you've got a full head of hair, but just take it and slap your forehead, because we're going jumpy gathers on this one.
Okay.
We've done it down through the years. We've done this show for 30 years, and the jumpy deserves something, because why? Coming out of Wichita State, he was drafted by the New Orleans Saints.
Yeah.
And he played 6 years for the Saints in this city in which I am located right now. But what's kind of underrated about Jumpy, we know about his move, the jackhammer, whatever they called it, but a two-time Super Bowl champ, two times. But his play against the Buffalo Bills in, I think it was Super Bowl 26, if I'm not mistaken, going back, where they dominated the Bills. They played for Washington then. He had moved from New Orleans to Washington. But he had a big sack in that game. In fact, they sacked Kelly five times in Washington and just completely just obliterated him. But Jumpy was a big part of that. Didn't start the game, but they would rotate him in, and then he would just mow down everybody. That's a good Buffalo offensive line. But his sack, I almost put it on social just so people could find it on my X/Twitter page, is pretty cool. Right at the 50-yard line, the Bills were driving. Well, not with Jumpy. He's going to go in there and destroy Jim Kelly, and Washington will win the game, and Jumpy two Super Bowl rings. But his sack, very timely of Jim Kelly, was maybe the biggest moment by any Shocker in Super Bowl history. So tip of the cap, Jumpy. We get you on here about once or twice a year, but for sure with the Super Bowl in New Orleans, you deserve this moment. So a tip of the cap to Jumpy Gathers and his sack in Super Bowl 26.
Well, you said the key words, this moment, and the Chiefs have another chance to have another great moment on Sunday with the Super Bowl featuring the Chiefs and the Eagles. Mitch, we appreciate your time. Have a great call on Sunday.
Ted, it will be the biggest moment. The biggest moment, because it'll transcend the NFL.
Yeah.
It will be American sport history. Let's go and let's do this.
There's nothing more to say than thank you, Mitch.
Thank you, Theodore.
There he goes. Mitch Holthus, play-by-play voice of the Chiefs. We have him every Friday morning, courtesy of American Ag Credit. And it's another great Friday with Mitch. And the Super Bowl is 2 days away here on KNSS.
Wichita's nationally recognized Marconi Awarded radio show. This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning. It is 8:35 here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. It is Friday, February 7th. Currently in Wichita, we have cloudy skies, 38 degrees. Transportation officials have briefed a Senate committee on the mid-air collision involving a Wichita to D.C. passenger plane and a Black Hawk helicopter outside Reagan National Airport last week.
The NTSB and FAA briefed Senate Commerce Committee members behind closed doors about the mid-air collision between an Army helicopter and an American Airlines regional jet. New Jersey Democratic Senator Andy Kim said he couldn't reveal anything about the meeting, but that he still had questions.
You know, what kind of detection equipment were on the two different aircraft in terms of collision?
Kansas Republican Senator Jerry Moran said they were still waiting on more evidence that the helicopter was still being pulled out of the water.
A lot of conversations about the current state of safety at Reagan and other airports across the country.
with helicopter traffic.
Senator Ted Cruz said it does not appear airport congestion factored in here, but rather the altitude of the helicopter. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
One man was very badly injured in a hit-and-run crash south of Wichita. It happened late yesterday afternoon at 47th South and Clifton in the Oaklawn area. The victim was a 75-year-old man ejected from his vehicle and then hit by his vehicle after he was ejected. He was taken to a hospital in extremely critical condition. Deputies are still looking for the suspect who left the scene, that driver of a red Ford Nitro.
For One Talk, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
8:50 with Steve and Ted in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. We have a local business update from the Wichita Business Journal coming up. Talk about Boeing's path to a turnaround. It's coming up. Now, Steve and Ted, it's time for three big things.
Three.
Ukraine says it wants nuclear weapons if it can't join NATO.
Two.
Someone keeps damaging fiber optic internet cables in the Wichita and Hutchinson areas.
One.
Super Bowl Sunday in New Orleans. The Kansas City Chiefs and the Philadelphia Eagles. Chiefs trying to win their third straight Super Bowl. Coverage at 3 o'clock Sunday right here on KNSS. Three big things with Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Traffic conditions in Wichita right now. Things are looking pretty good. Seeing a lot of traffic right now around Pawnee and Hillside, especially on Hillside right there. So watch for a bit of a slowdown. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
And look at our weather forecast heading into the weekend. Looks like a high today of 45 degrees, right around normal on a cloudy day. Overnight low tonight down to 35. Might see some patchy fog overnight. Pretty much same tomorrow, a high of 46 degrees on a mostly sunny day. Although not as warm on Sunday. Partly sunny on Sunday with a high 38. And tomorrow on Saturday night and Sunday nights, we'll have low temperatures in the mid-20s. Currently in Wichita, we have a breeze out of the east. Cloudy sky, it is 38 degrees. On our way to a high today of 45 on the first Friday of February, the 7th, here at Wichita's Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Steve and Ted on KNSS. Now it's time for a local business update from the Wichita Business Journal. Uncertainty surrounding President Trump's plans to impose a tariff on Canadian and Mexican imports. What might that do to the global aerospace supply chain? That's prompted Bombardier to not provide guidance for the year as it reported fourth quarter earnings. But CEO said tariffs would have a notable impact on the Canadian-based plane maker's U.S. operations, but he did indicate the company's Wichita work should pretty much be able to avoid negative ramifications if the duties end up being enacted after they were deferred earlier in the week. Bombardier's aftermarket work is a significant focus of its U.S. headquarters in Wichita. It's also home to Bombardier Defense and the company's flight test center. The company has about 1,400 employees here in Wichita. And it used to manufacture business jets in the city prior to a pivot earlier in the decade. Boeing's path to a turnaround, headlined by ramping up production on its best-selling 737 MAX. Of course, Wichita supplier Spirit AeroSystems plays a key role in that. But it was clear on last week's fourth quarter earnings call after Boeing did report a nearly $12 billion loss last year that improving performance at the company's defense, space, and security segment is another big key to returning to profitability. And with Spirit not only set to be acquired by Boeing, but also having work on multiple Boeing defense programs, pretty large ramifications there on Wichita's largest employer. Spirit shareholders approving an $8 billion deal expected to close by mid-year for reacquisition of from Boeing to Spirit. Because of primarily ongoing financial difficulties and fixed-price contracts, Boeing's defense division did log a loss in the fourth quarter of more than $2 billion, and that followed a $2.3 billion loss in the third quarter of the year. That is a local business update from Steve and Ted right here twice every morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. 8:54 with Steve and Ted. A man from New Hampshire fought for the chance at a pig kidney transplant. He spent months getting into good enough shape to be part of a small pilot study of the highly experimental treatment. Well, it all paid off. 66-year-old Tim Andrews is only the second person known to be living with a pig kidney. He's free from dialysis. This is This guy's from New Hampshire. He's recovering so well from the transplant that he was out of the hospital within a week. Says he, when I woke up in the recovery room, I was a new man, he told the Associated Press. His surgery comes at a turning point in the quest to tell if animal-to-human transplants could help ease a shortage of donated human organs. The first four pig organ transplants, two hearts, two kidneys, did not last very long. But the fifth one then, an Alabama woman, not nearly as sick as the others, but boosting the field. She is now thriving for 2.5 months after a pig kidney transplant back in November. So it might be things are going in the right direction. Doctors are now moving from those one-off experiments to more formal studies of all this. Well, we hope you have a great time. Listen to the Super Bowl Sunday here on KNSS. We're glad to be with you. And then we'll have a lot of fun dissecting that all on Monday morning. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned to Glenn Beck, Dana Show with Dana Lash, Sean Hannity Show, Steve and Ted in the Morning, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS Wichita.